happy to be back here with the daily editions of Bang the Book Radio. We're going to do this Monday through Friday through the national championship game for the NCAA tournament in college basketball. So lots of stuff coming your way here over the next several months. Great insights from a lot of great guests. Really looking forward to it here. And we're going to bring you some new and different things along the way here over the football and basketball seasons as well. So tons of great stuff going on over at bangthebook.com right now. Let's go ahead and run through some of that as we kick off today's show. I just posted my college football power ratings for week one over at bangthebook.com. You can check those out. Not just my power ratings, but also my spreads for all of the week one FBS matchups. I don't power rate FCS. I know Five Dimes has them up already, but you can get my FBS spreads over at the website right now. I'll post that every Monday over the course of the season here. Obviously not next Monday because I already have week one out there. But then we'll do that every Monday over at the website. Opening line report also posted here for week zero. We've got a couple of games coming up here this weekend, Florida and Miami, Arizona and Hawaii. So very much looking forward to those coming up here on Saturday. Opening line reports will generally be posted on Monday as well. I'm actually going to post the opening line report probably on Friday for week one, give you a little bit of an extra chance to read it over the weekend. But for the most part, that will be posted on Mondays as well. We'll have NFL power ratings once the NFL season gets underway from Danny Vorgs. Those will typically go up Wednesday night or Thursday morning. I'll do college football situational betting tips. We'll have articles from Alan Moody late in the week with college football and NFL system picks, college football and NFL totals and sides of the week. We'll have his NFL power ratings as well. We just got a lot of stuff going on. We'll have prop betting articles from Andrew Howard likely for the NFL. Tons of stuff going on. We'll have you fully covered for the football seasons. And, of course, we'll be working in some more basketball, some more NHL as we get closer to those. So, look, you know what? The summer's great. I love baseball. I used to love it a lot more than I do after the season that I've had here this year. But, you know what? This is crunch time in this business. A lot of states now with sports books. Some more states getting the mobile apps as well. And, of course, you still have the offshore opportunities available to you. So lots of stuff going on. We've got to keep very busy here to have you fully covered for the football and the basketball seasons. So keep it tuned to bangthebook.com and also Bang the Book Radio, your one-stop shops for sports betting news and information. As far as today's show goes, this Monday edition of the show, I'll start things off with the bettors box. Talk a little bit of baseball here to open up the program. Kyle Hunter from huntersportspicks.com will join me for our college football first look. We're going to talk about power ratings, coaches, week zero games here, the Florida, Miami, Arizona, and Hawaii games, his top season win total thoughts for the upcoming season, what he's doing in terms of trying to get better betting on sides, because we know Kyle's been very, very strong with totals throughout his college football handicapping career. What adjustments has he made in order to try and improve when it comes to against the spread betting? So we got a great segment coming your way here with Kyle on today's show. On Tuesday, we'll chat with Brian Blessing about the PGA Tour Championship, the FedEx Cup Playoffs Championship event, then also some NFL preseason for week three. Rolf Michaels will join us on Tuesday's show. These are also guests that we're going to have on probably every day that they're on throughout the year. Mondays will be the same guests. Tuesdays, same thing. Wednesday, we'll have Brian Leonard chat some NFL preseason and some college football with us. Same thing from Wes Reynolds, who will join us for the second half of the Wednesday program. We'll also get some tour championship thoughts from him. Thursday, Brad Powers will join us to talk college football and the NFL. Also on Thursdays this year, we'll have Thor Nystrom from Roto World joining us to talk college football in that late Thursday segment. Fridays for right now, we'll be chatting UFC with Christian Pina and then talking with Brent, the head odds maker down at DSI Sportsbook. We'll talk with Brent about the line moves, some sharp action, all those different types of things going into the Friday shows. Once we get into the NFL regular season, we won't be doing the bettors box on Mondays anymore. We'll have a different football segment. Then we'll be doing a super contest segment on Fridays. Not sure who's going to join me for that, but we're going to have a lot of football stuff here over the fall, to be sure. We'll talk NHL with Brian Blessing when he's on. Hopefully we can do some audio stuff with Parker Michaels, our resident NHL expert this season. Then we'll do as much basketball as we can once the NBA and college hoops roll around. So we'll keep very, very busy here on Bang the Book Radio, to say the least. If you're with us for another season, thank you so much for coming back. If you've recently found the show, maybe found the show while I was doing the Bettors Box, thank you so much for joining us. Look, all of our guests are very, very approachable. If there are topics or games that you want us to talk about, just hit me up on Twitter at Skating Tripods, or you can email me, adam@bangthebook.com. We'll talk about a lot of the nuts and bolts of the industry. We'll handicap games and break them down, looking at situational angles, talking about power ratings, market entry, line moves, a lot of great stuff on this show. I'm very proud of the product that we have. And again, my goal here, my manifesto for this show was and has always been to give you the tools to be able to figure these things out for yourselves. You know, yes, we've got professional handicappers on the show. And if you want to buy their picks, if you want them to be a guide, that's awesome. I certainly appreciate, you know, when you reciprocate what our guests are able to give us on the program. But also, I want you to be able to see these things for yourselves. I want you to be able to know when to enter the college football market, when to enter the NFL market, which situational spots matter, which matchup advantages should you be focused on, what schematic things are important in these games. You know, I want you to be able to see all of that stuff as well, all the different things and topics that we talk about here on the show. I want you to have that tool set. I want you to be able to see these things in the way that a lot of these tried and true professionals see them, in the way that our analysts and our writers see them. You know, this is all about the sharing of information. And again, like I said, if you want to buy picks from our guests, feel free. If you're somebody who's new to the business and you want to see how they do it, you know, a lot of these guys that I've selected to be on the shows write strong, opinions for their picks. That's important to me. You know, wins and losses happen. You know, sometimes you will have a bad year. I've had a horrible baseball season. But the detail has always been there. The attention to detail has always been there. The games haven't fallen the right way. Maybe it's been variance. Maybe it's been a bad handicap. But you can at least see the process. And I think that when you're going into something where there is an inherent house edge, where you are going up against, you know, some people in the betting market that are much smarter than you, some people in the betting market that aren't nearly as smart as you, variance is going to be a factor. And if you've got a process that works, if you're looking at the right things, that's what's important. And over the long term, you can survive in this business. You can turn a small profit. Maybe you can turn a bigger profit. You're not going to lose your ass while having fun doing this. So that's kind of what my focus has always been here with the show and what my focus will continue to be. And you'll see that illustrated here throughout the different segments as we go throughout the year. But with that in mind here, let's go ahead and do the Bettors Box here for today. Got Kyle calling in a little bit early for us here since we've got so many talking points to go over since I wasn't able to hook up with Kyle over the course of the season here. Look, you know, the Major League Baseball world right now is going to take a backseat. You've got week three of the NFL preseason. You've got the start of the college football season. What does that mean from an MLB handicapping standpoint? Well, like any other moneyline market, like the NHL specifically, this is a market driven by a quantitative analysis crowd. The modeling crowd moves these lines. They have the respect. They have their models that spit out exactly what they expect to happen, and then they play their edges accordingly. Now, what happens when you get to the football seasons, the NFL and college football seasons, is that there's more money out there in the marketplace because you have more people tapping back into those bankrolls. You know, there are a lot of people out there that still don't bet on baseball. But once they're back into the fray for college football and the NFL preseason, what are you going to do over the course of the week? What are you going to do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sometimes Thursday and Friday? You know, you're going to bet baseball. So you do get some more public money into the marketplace here at this time of the year, maybe not as much at this point in time, but certainly on into September. And typically what we'll see with those types of people, they'll be playing those big favorite money line parlays, which actually have been cashing at a pretty high rate this year with the rate of heavy favorites getting to the window. But there's going to be a lot of that. So you will see some additional inflation on those bigger favorites. Those teams in the playoff hunt, those teams with the stronger starting pitchers, all that type of thing, you will see those prices inflated a little bit here over the last 6-7 weeks of the regular season. So you do want to be on the lookout for that. Now, again, if you're betting the lower risk, higher reward money line parlays, it's not going to be that much of an adjustment for you. But if you are somebody that is overcapitalized and is playing those big favorites like I talked about over the summer, then, yeah, you're going to pay a little bit more of a premium. I mean, look, you got Wade Miley, like a $4 favorite tonight against the Tigers. On Wednesday and Thursday, when you've got Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole going up against the Tigers, you're likely to see lines in the $5 range, maybe even higher than that, maybe $5.25, $5.50. And this is what we see at the end of the year. You know, the really, really bad teams just don't get any respect. So if you are somebody who primarily listens to us for football and basketball content, but you are going to dabble in baseball a little bit here because it's out there, keep that in mind, that these big favorite prices are most definitely going to be inflated throughout the rest of the season, both from the influx of public money, but then also because you've got these playoff races. You already pay a premium on these teams in must-win situations and all that type of thing. That sentiment only grows stronger here over the last 6-7 weeks of the baseball season. So that will be something you want to keep in mind. Another thing that's very important to look at and discuss here is that over the last 6-7 weeks of the season, teams that aren't in the hunt, that have a lot of young pitching, a team like the Padres, for example, they're going to try to protect those arms. So you're going to see six-man rotations. You're going to see roster expansion here in a couple of weeks with some call-ups getting some spot starts. You're going to see a lot of names that you're probably not all that familiar with. And the luxury of it all here is that you don't have to bet every game. So if there is something that you're not familiar with, some pitcher or, you know, some adjustment to the lineup, something like that, just don't bet that game. You don't have to bet that game. Because the goal of handicapping each individual matchup is to try and limit the variance as much as possible by doing your research, by studying the numbers, by looking at the spots and the situations and all that type of thing. If you've got a pitcher making his first or second or third major league start, how can you really handicap a whole lot of variance out of that situation? You probably can't. So if you've got guys that you're not familiar with, don't worry about it. Move on to the next game. And you will have a lot of those situations here over the last 6-7 weeks of the season because, again, teams will be monitoring the innings workloads for their young starters. They'll be trying to take a look at what they have. But then you also have some teams here that maybe won't be doing that because GMs are trying to keep their jobs. Managers are trying to keep their jobs. So some of the bad teams will still keep running out, you know, these proven veteran commodities that just maybe aren't very good. On the other hand, those guys are playing for jobs next year. So there's a lot that goes into Major League Baseball here over the last several weeks of the season. When rosters expand in September, you get, you know, some weird bullpen usage, call-ups in high leverage situations, all those types of things. So if you've been betting baseball all along, tread carefully. If you haven't been betting baseball all along, you're playing a lot of catch-up. You're going to see a lot of unfamiliar names. So, again, keep it pretty light here. And, you know, look, I shut down my MLB picks and tips piece for the season because I was having such a bad baseball season. So maybe I'm not the best person to give you baseball advice here. With the daily shows coming back, with all the football content, all the different things that we have to work on here, it was just in my best interest to stop doing the MLB article and focus on other things because football does drive the bus in this handicapping industry. I would have probably shut it down going into September anyway. September has historically been my worst month for betting on baseball because you get that uncertainty and because it's really hard when writing an article to tell people, yeah, take this minus 250 team. It should be minus 325. You know, a lot of people just don't want to bet those big favorites unless it's in a parlay context. So September is a real challenge for betting on Major League Baseball. But for those that are still doing it, go ahead and talk about a few things for you here today. The Indians and the Yankees. You know, the Indians, and I got a chance to talk on VSiN yesterday about the Indians during Brian Blessing and Greg Peterson's show. The Indians did well to get a split in this series. And I know that that wasn't the goal after that big blowout win on Thursday night. But this is an Indians team that is today having just its second scheduled off day of the second half. They've played a lot of important games. They've really busted ass to get back in the playoff picture, get back in the division race. Anyway, excuse me, they were always there for the wild card, but to get back into the division race, that was a big split for them winning that game yesterday. Getting a day off, and it's not a travel day because they stay in the New York area. They'll play in Queens on Tuesday night against the Mets at Citi Field. That was a big spot for the Indians. And now the schedule softens up a little bit for them here. Yeah, they do get the Mets, but then they get teams like the Royals and the Tigers and, you know, some other bad teams here over the next little bit. The Indians are probably a play-on team for the next week, week and a half. Getting that day off, getting a chance to re-energize, charge those batteries up a little bit. That was a really good victory for them on Sunday. As far as the Yankees, I mean, they don't have a whole lot to worry about except for home field advantage. You know, they're so far ahead now in the American League East. They do have the Rays, who could get really hot, but the Rays look like a wild card team here. That's something else you want to keep an eye on, is that teams like the Yankees, teams like the Dodgers, if the Braves continue to widen their division lead, they get the opportunity to do that. You know, these are teams that may have a little bit of a lull here in late August before pumping it back up in the month of September. You know, maybe it's early September for a lull, and then mid-September they kind of pick it back up a little bit. That's something you want to be focused on here, especially with those big favorites and those premium prices. Speaking of the Braves, a nice win for them on Sunday against the Dodgers. They wind up taking 2 out of 3 in that series, and the bullpen stabilized over the last two games in that series, and that's critically important for them. When you're able to get a little bit of confidence going against these really strong teams like the Dodgers, that's very important, especially for a young team. So we'll see if the Braves can kind of have this carry over a little bit, if this bullpen can stay hot. But again, you know, I think the Braves, it's such a challenge because the Dodgers are so much better than anybody else in the National League. I think the Braves are the second best team in this league. You know, if they get some stabilization in that bullpen, I think they're a very solid team. They're a play-on team the rest of the way for me. Great lineup, improved bullpen, at least on paper, pretty decent rotation as well. You know, I played their adjusted second half season win total over. I like where that one's currently sitting. But that's a team that I think you do want to play on because they're not yet good enough to really lay those substantial money line prices, but they're still a very solid, very safe, very reliable type of team to back. Now, that being said, they will be a huge favorite here this week when they play the Miami Marlins. One other series I want to tackle here real quickly, and then I'll give you some thoughts for the week ahead. The Philadelphia Phillies, you know, they get that big win, that big series against the Chicago Cubs. Then they lose 2 out of 3 to the Padres. And the Padres are a team that has really struggled here in the second half. They've definitely had some problems since the All-Star break. Again, the Padres, a team that you want to look at very closely in terms of shutting down some of their starters, giving some of their guys a blow over the remainder of the season here. The Phillies, as a team in the wild card hunt, you can ill afford to lose series like this. And I realize that their two losses in this series were pretty close games, 3-2 yesterday, 5-3 on Saturday. You can't let that happen. And there are a lot of teams right now that are good teams that just aren't trustworthy. The Chicago Cubs, you know, just not trustworthy. You know, the Oakland A's, they're not very trustworthy right now either. You know, they take 3 out of 4 from Houston, miss out on the sweep on Sunday. How do they follow that up? I don't know. You would like to think that they would ride that momentum. I don't know if that's the case. You know, I just don't know where they're at. The Cardinals, roller coaster ride of a season, ups and downs, lots of them. They've spent some time in first place. They've spent some time in third place. They go on these little runs, then they kind of give it all back. This has been one of the challenging things about the Major League Baseball season this year, is that a lot of these teams that aren't elite but are still very good are just so inconsistent. You know, they're not playing up to their talent level on a regular basis, and that makes it really, really challenging to handicap Major League Baseball this season. And obviously, you know, I had my fair share of challenges here with it this year. All right, so as we look ahead at some of the games here this week, you know, over the weekend, we had some great, great series. Dodgers and Braves, Indians and Yankees, Nationals and Brewers was a good one. We also had, you know, Houston and Oakland had some very good series over this past week. Over this past weekend, I should say. We don't really have that here this week. We've got, you know, some of the really good teams being able to beat up on the opposition, Minnesota, Houston, the Dodgers, the Braves. They're all able to beat up on inferior opponents. We'll see if Washington can stay hot against Pittsburgh. Philadelphia and Boston's kind of an intriguing series, but, you know, Boston, another one of those very good teams that has been quite inconsistent here so far this season. Look, as you look around at this thing right now, in terms of some spots to possibly consider, I think it's tough. You know, I think that there are so many pitchers here that are having good seasons that, you know, may start to hit a little bit of a wall late in the year. You may have some pitchers that spent time on the injured list earlier on in the season that kind of have a second wind. It's a challenge. It's tough to put the pieces of the puzzle together right now. As far as looking at Tuesday goes, obviously for Monday, a handful of games here, we'll kind of gloss over those. Trevor Bauer facing off against the Padres and Manny Machado. Manny Machado owns Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer acknowledges that Manny Machado owns Trevor Bauer. So that'll kind of be an interesting one there. But looking ahead to Tuesday, where we've got some better pitching matchups, you know, this Washington and Pittsburgh game, people want to believe in Chris Archer. It's just hard to believe in Chris Archer. The command profile is not good. It's pretty clear that it's a toxic environment right now in Pittsburgh with a lot of infighting, the bullpen fighting with bullpen coaches and all this type of thing. And Chris Archer even came out during the All-Star break and said, I got to get back to being me. I don't really like what the team has done with me. He got back to being himself. It worked for a start or two. He's kind of fallen off now again. He'll go up against Steven Strasburg in this one on Tuesday. And, you know, I think you have to look at laying the price here with Washington. It's going to be a little bit of a big price on the road, but the Pirates are just a mess. And Archer's not really helping that much in that department. So I think you kind of have to look a little bit there at that big price with Washington on Tuesday. The Indians coming out of that off day against the Mets, it'll be Shane Bieber and Steven Matz in that one. Steven Matz at home has been exceptional this season. Dramatic home road splits for Matz. This is probably going to be a 7.5 total. We haven't seen a whole lot of 7.5 totals this year, but Shane Bieber going for the Indians in this one. You know, the Indians, no DH for them playing in a National League ballpark. Probably means no Franmil Reyes against Steven Matz, where he would have had a platoon advantage in that matchup. Will be available as a pinch hitter, obviously. That looks like an under candidate right there. You know, Citi Field has played more of a hitter's park than it usually does this season. But still, Bieber with the swing and miss stuff. He was a little bit sick last week. Should be good to go here in this spot. And then Matz, very, very strong at home this season. So that's one of those situations where, as scary as it is to play unders at this time of the year, I think it's definitely worthwhile to consider that here in this particular matchup. As we look at Colorado and Arizona here, Alex Young is a guy that I kind of like. Alex Young, I call it a kitchen sink arsenal, throws a lot of different pitches. Throws five different pitches at least 16% of the time. I think it's a tough arsenal to match up against. Now, the Giants did beat me when I backed Alex Young last week, but Alex Young gave up three singles in the first inning to give up a couple of runs. Two of those balls were hit under 80 miles per hour. So Alex Young is a guy I'm pretty interested in. Kyle Freeland, a guy that I'm not interested in at all whatsoever. So depending on the price for tomorrow's game, do like Arizona a little bit there as they take a look against Colorado. Wednesday, real quickly here, day game at Great American Ballpark. Chris Paddock, Luis Castillo, great matchup there in that one. Castillo against a right-handed heavy San Diego lineup. Figure that could be one of those quintessential getaway day under types of games. Looking at some of the other things for Wednesday, the Yankees, long trip out to New York. Or to Oakland, excuse me. Domingo Herman and Homer Bailey on Tuesday, but Jay Happ and Mike Fiore is on Wednesday. Jay Happ going back to a pitcher's park, pitched very well in Anaheim earlier on in the season. Maybe that's a spot where he could survive a little bit. And Mike Fiore has just been terrific pretty much all year long. So some interesting things coming up here on Tuesday and Wednesday. One final baseball note, Justin Verlander against the Tigers on Wednesday. Garrett Cole against the Tigers on Thursday. Astros probably a $5 favorite in both of those games. Pretty sure we've never seen that before. I'm sure there'll be a lot of buzz about it on Twitter, but those are going to be two really intriguing lines there with Verlander and Cole, likely minus $5 favorites. The plus 1.5 in both of those games on the Tigers going to be well over plus 200. Maybe the plus 2.5 could be even money or somewhere thereabouts. Going to be real interesting to see what happens in the betting market with those two games coming up here on Wednesday and Thursday.